You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
Here we are, January 14, 2022. And we are seeing more movement on the January 6th committee. Pelosi is saying McCarthy, the House Minority Leader from California, is, quote, obligated to testify. She tried to say he cannot use his Fifth Amendment if he chooses to. I'm just asking. In the meantime, as we were reporting in this last hour and with a guest getting into more detail on it, the U.S. is concerned, as you heard in the network news, that Russia is preparing for an invasion into Ukraine. It's no longer just a possibility. They're pretty damn sure it's going to happen. Matter of timing and how deep. But they do expect when it does, there's going to be widespread human rights violations and war crimes. And they're saying all of this follows the same playbook we saw at the Kremlin back in 2014 with the invasion of Crimea. Then Russia annexed Ukraine in 2014. The Biden administration, according to one source, says that Russia has already pre-positioned a group of operatives, as you heard, to conduct a false flag operation in eastern Ukraine. And by that means they're trained in urban warfare, explosives, they'll carry out sabotage, and therefore that will give Russia a reason to move forward. We're going to keep a close eye on it for you. For those of you listening, if you want, you can join us live on Larry Connors USA Facebook right now. We are streaming live, Larry Connors USA Facebook. And, yeah, some folks have already indicated, wow, you're kind of getting excited in front of that camera again. Yeah, well, that's why I'm on the radio anyway. It's just I couldn't do it quite to the extent as a news anchor, nor should I, because I want to present fair, balanced reporting. This is news and commentary. And the reason I call it news and commentary is because I will give you my opinion. And my opinion on this also has to do with remarks about what we're doing about this constant crisis we continue to be pushed into by everyone inside the CDC and Dr. Fake and all the rest of them. They were all in jeopardy from COVID, and it's going to kill and wipe out the entire planet. And the biggest thing now is Omicron, and it's filling up hospitals everywhere. And they don't have enough staff. Well, that might be because you made the staff either get vaccinated or leave, so they chose adios. Or it might be because a lot of folks are coming down with dehydration, especially children. If you're not properly hydrated, then you can have some real serious problems. They may have a touch of that. They have a touch of flu. And it's acknowledged now. They're finally acknowledging we have people in the hospitals right now that are supposedly crowding the hospitals. They're not there for Omicron. But when they come in, we test them, and they've got it. A ranking member of the House Energy and Commerce Committee, Rogers, Kathy Rogers, Washington, Republican, said to Rochelle Walensky in a letter they sent, as the incoming director of the CDC, you promised the American people you would lead with facts, science, and integrity. You failed! I added that part, and they have. I mean, people are afraid. Parents are afraid. You want to know how far it goes for one woman? She, in Texas, this 41-year-old woman, put her 13-year-old son, who had COVID, in the trunk of the car to avoid being exposed while she went to a testing site. When they found that she had a kid in there, when they decided to charge her with locking her son in the trunk of the car. Well, now it's been decided maybe that wasn't the best thing to do, but the child was not in imminent harm. But that's how frightened some people have become. Stand by for the next part.
For years, I've told you, be well with Wellington. Wellington Environmental. That's because I know the excellent work Wellington does when it comes to making your home, your business, even hospitals safe. See, recently I asked Wellington to check a relative's home. The relative had been constantly sick. Doctors couldn't find a cause. I asked Tom Wellington, please check the house. After extensive testing, Wellington could rule out mold and other air and water toxins. Well, that was a major relief, and the negative results gave doctors added information. So when I encourage you to call Wellington, I mean it. Wellington, 314-644-4930. 644-4930. A-rated by the Better Business Bureau, Missouri and Illinois. Wellington Environmental, 314-644-4930. Be well with Wellington. Wellington Environmental.
I want to thank my friends at John Bill Roofing for sponsoring this segment of Larry Connors USA. John Bill Roofing, covering homes, businesses throughout the Midwest with the best quality, lowest price. John Bill Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
The disturbing thing about this court is in their right-wing ideological zealotry, they have substituted their judgment for public health judgment, which they're totally unqualified to do. They did the same in the abortion case in Mississippi, or they look like they're headed that way, where they substitute their judgment for the judgment of doctors and patients. This is an ideologically motivated court.
Those are the words of Howard Dean, and I'm sure you would recall who he is, as he says this court has blood on its hands because of the ruling yesterday denying President Biden's executive order to OSHA to go into every business that has 100 employees or more. And if they're not properly vaccinated and tested the way that we say they should be, then the company will be fined heavily, the employees will be fined, and it will get worse. And that's just the first step. But that was also just one part of a ruling that came out, because they had still another case that had to deal with the Biden administration's Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, that they had to be vaccinated. And on that side, well, the court turned a little bit different. To the extent that Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is saying that the ruling concerning that part of it, he said, if you believe the Constitution, you cannot authorize the federal government acting like a state police power. And he said, all these mandates from this Biden White House are just to run around the Constitution. So he said, so we need the court to do what it should be done. So the medical mandate that the court did uphold for doctors and nurses, he said, and I'm using his words, is absolutely insane. Absolutely insane. He said, so Florida, he said, we were providing protections for healthcare workers. Nurses were rehired. All these people, many of them had natural immunity. But there's been a crunch on staffing. because you have more COVID nationwide, and by that we're probably talking mostly Omicron, which will make you feel fatigued, tired, suffer a fever. You might get sick. You might have spent a day or an afternoon at home, and for some it's a little worse. And if you have underlying health conditions, it could be a lot worse, especially if you're not vaccinated. But that's for you to decide. Not according to the Biden administration. You don't have that right to decide. And so DeSantis pointing out, especially when it comes down to the ruling regarding the mandate for Medicare workers and so forth, he said in other states they've fired nurses for not having been vaxxed, even though most of them have immunity. They fire them, but now they're shorthanded. What they're doing, they're bringing them back to the job. But if you listen to Howard Dean, former Democrat National Committee chairman, former candidate for the White House in 2004, until he blew himself up by yelling, "If we win this state, we win this state, it's going to be underwhelmed, it's going to go crazy." They thought, man, he sounds like a little bit of a wild man. Cost him big points. He was really enthused, but they didn't see it that way. But he's saying the court has blood on its hands because it has allowed the Biden-OSHA rule to be rejected, even though it upheld the other one. Another viewpoint on it, because I want to try to give you both sides, and reminding you as I get ready to do it, we are streaming live on Larry Connors USA Facebook, Larry Connors USA Facebook. Matt Whitaker is former acting attorney general. And despite what you just heard Dean say, and there's some things in there that we're going to come back to in a moment, he said, really, this is a victory for our Constitution.
I think this is a victory for federalism on the OSHA case, and I think this is the first step of the Supreme Court telling Congress and the administrative state that these powers cannot be delegated, because ultimately, if OSHA can mandate someone getting a shot in their arm, which has never happened before, that with very vague enabling language, then imagine the power that this administrative state can have over our lives.
That's the issue. The control over your lives. Well, obviously, the government's going to have some control. We know that. It's a matter of how much, where, and under what conditions. But I want to go back to Howard Dean again, because he's making it out like what the court did by telling OSHA, you cannot do that. That it's responsible, going to be responsible for a lot of deaths. This is what Howard Dean is saying. May I remind you before you listen to him, the latest death count from Omicron around the world, the only one been reported, and believe me, if there were more, I know they'd be documented, stuck in our face, is one. Guy in Texas who previously had COVID, did not have the vaccine, had other health conditions, and it was too much for his body. And, of course, we've questioned from the very beginning how many of these folks are dying of COVID or with COVID in the very beginning, especially if they're elderly or young and had health conditions. But while Dean is wanting you to believe that this court, at that decision, just regarding the OSHA decision, has basically opened up a true threat to Americans by such a ruling. Listen.
This situation is going to actually kill probably more Americans than died certainly in World War II, and maybe even if we keep going at this pace, it'll kill more Americans than died in the Civil War, which was the war which did more damage to this country than any other. The court is just not helpful. They're not using common sense. The court is a threat to the United States of America. This is actually a threat to individual lives.
Individual lives is a threat to individual lives. Well, then riddle me this. Where do you stand? Where do you stand if you're concerned about individual lives on the issue of abortion. The number and rate of abortions across the U.S. had plunged, at least as of a couple of years ago. They may still be going back up. But a research group that does support abortion rights estimates since 1973, Roe v. Wade, the number of abortions. Well, let me read it to you this way. 862,000 abortions just in 2017. 1 year. 1 year. And they had a million more in the 11. I mean, the numbers are very hard in some cases to get. But if you're really concerned about the court making a ruling that might threaten lives, there's just not evidence that would support that an abortion ruling does anything to save a life, is there? That's not the intent of the abortion. But Howard Dean says the ruling of the court that it made is probably going to kill more Americans than we had in World War II. Maybe more Americans died in the Civil War. He said the court's not helpful, not using common sense. So the court has common sense when it says it's okay for an abortion for 800,000 to die per year by simple choice. That's a court that he likes. The other issue that exists in all of this, with the abortion issue put aside for a moment, the fact that OSHA was being denied the right to carry out this executive order as imposed by Biden, they have still, at this point, the Democrats, they have the House, they have the White House, and they have a 50-50 in the Senate, except for Sinema and Manchin, who won't really stand with where they want them to stand when it gets around the filibuster rule. We'll see how that's going to play out. But the question comes, so this was if you had rewritten it differently, it would have gotten past the court? So is this a situation where maybe you take another run at it with a different piece of legislation, and that it would authorize OSHA to do the very thing the court just said you cannot do? Would that work? Well, again, Matt Whitaker, former Attorney General Assistant.
After the OSHA mandate was drafted by the administration, the Senate actually voted, a majority of them said that they did not support this rule. And so I don't think that ultimately there will be a political movement for a vaccine mandate.
Don't think there's going to be a mandate for vaccines. And as you said, a majority of the senators, a majority of them, that would include not just Republicans, but probably Democrats as well, that, no, we're not going to be in the mood to do that. And if you're going to have a law, even if you have them controlling the House entirely with the Democrats, it's not going to happen going forward. The senators also have to be consulted. That's why a law has to go through both houses before it gets to the president's desk. There is another side here that even those who voted on behalf of not such executive orders having statute, or rather should have statute standing, be it on the case regarding OSHA and workers and companies, private companies, and yet at the same time saying for the Medicare, Medicaid workers that they could be forced to do so. There's a piece that was written by Margo Cleveland of The Federalist. I have a lot of respect for her and her comments. I want to share some of them with you when we get on the other side of the break. But I'll tell you right now, it is in her position that the 9-page majority opinion methodically detailed the backdrop to the Biden administration's OSHA workaround, because that's what it was. They were trying to work around the existing law. That saw the case going from the Fifth Circuit, where the federal appellate court had stayed the rule, to the Sixth Circuit, where after all the cases are challenging the rule, we're then joined by a Cincinnati-based court to remove the stay. And then officially, of course, it ends up with the Supreme Court. But she's also saying that Justice Roberts, Chief Justice Roberts, and Brett Kavanaugh acquiesced. They waved the white flag for the Biden Department of Health and Human Services power grab. So if there is another effort to reintroduce some of this legislation, while you heard the former Attorney General Assistant Whitaker say, I don't think that's going to happen, it could. What else Margo Cleveland has to say, coming up.
I have a new sponsor, just in time, that could save you a lot of trouble, maybe pain. K-Guard leaf-free gutter system. Leaves get in your gutter, rain comes, ice. You have a major costly issue. Contact my new sponsor for a free estimate. K-Guard Midwest, locally owned. So you're supporting your neighbors and this program. KGuardMidwest.com. KGuardMidwest.com.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me excitations.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
So again, you might think that the Supreme Court ruling yesterday was good when it comes to preserving our Constitution, the law of the land, that the president just can't put something in order and just say, I'm the president, so be it. But as I was expressing before we went to break, Margo Cleveland, writing for the Federalist, says, is not as clean cut as that, is not as effective. And in fact, it opens up the door to maybe more trouble down the road. She's referring specifically to the fact that it is true the six-justice majority entered a stay to prevent OSHA, Department of Occupational Safety and Health Association, from requiring employers with 100 or more employees to either compel them to be vaccinated or tested weekly, masked work, so forth. And had the authority and power to go in and mandate it and fine, and not just the company, but employees as well. And the court ended up saying, in the majority, no, you do not have that. Congress in 1970 did not plainly authorize OSHA to order 84 million Americans to either obtain a COVID-19 vaccine or undergo weekly Medicaid testing at their own expense. So, here's where we are with this thing. She goes on to point out that Justice Gorsuch, and joined by Justices Thomas and Alito, dabble more directly from separation of powers to federalism and self-governance, adding that there's no question state and local authorities do possess considerable power to regulate public health. We would have to admit that to some extent. But then Gorsuch went into a much-needed exposition, she said, referring to Article 1 of the U.S. Constitution, providing that the national government's power to make laws belongs with elected representatives. But she also said his concurrence did not get a full agreement from the other justices. So this was kind of a bland opinion. Yes, OSHA, you cannot do that. But then when it came to the Biden v. Missouri case, that's the Missouri, the Medicare workers case, they went ahead and went the other direction. And as I said earlier, she said in that case, Justice Roberts and Kavanaugh acquiesced in the Department of Health and Human Services power grab based on a, quote, hodgepodge of provisions. Justice Thomas expressed that reality in his dissent, that he called it a hodgepodge, where Justices Alito, Gorsuch, and Barrett had also joined. And in fact, Alito pointed out that most federal law is not made by Congress. It comes in the form of rules issued by unelected administrators. But here in this court, we're going to make sure that even in the Biden-Missouri case, that some still think it didn't go far enough. And we may well see another effort in this current administration. Don't go to sleep tonight thinking it's all over. It's far from over. Coming up in the next segment, the Democrats are not going to let go of January 6th. I told you the day it happened. Mark my words, they will use it and use it and abuse it over and over again against any conservative, any independent, anyone does not follow their progressive line of thinking. It was not an insurrection, but they decided to come up with a different charge of, that amounts more to sedition or something along that nature. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll get into that part of the story, because this also is not going away. It's going to get bigger. Stand back. We don't know how big.
At Interstate 44 in Hampton, you can find new business and opportunity where there had been nothing. That all changed when Jay Ackerman had a vision. He built the new Ackerman Toyota dealership on one corner. Now other businesses getting involved. Ackerman Toyota at Hampton, just north of Interstate 44. Ackerman Toyota for life.
Larry Connors USA.
So far, the FBI has arrested 700 people related to the insurrection. They say they're trying to arrest, seeking to arrest around 200 more. Would you expect more charges related to seditious conspiracy?
I would, just as a numbers game. If you look at you talked about 700, maybe reaching 900 plus people, only 11 are in the case today. If you assume that there's going to be another 890 plus or more, 900 plus arrested, you've got to believe that nobody else was involved in a conspiracy like that. That beggars belief. I've got to believe there are more cases like that. The reason we haven't seen this is they've got 700 cases already to prosecute, and this one is so much more complicated to prove. We'll see more of this, Jake. I'm pretty sure of it.
Yeah, I'm sure we probably will. Of course, that was a CNN terrorist analyst, Phil Mudd, on with Jake Tapper, and said, yeah, there'll be more. And you need to keep in mind of what they've done. They have decided to come up with seditious charges. You might ask, is there a difference between sedition and insurrection? Because remember, every time we would say, where is your insurrection, Pelosi, and the rest of you? There was no insurrection. There was no real no effort to overthrow the government. There were complaints and upsets. And yes, there were things that should not have happened. And battling police is one of them that should not have happened. Defacing our Capitol, stealing things from the various offices, graffiti, that should not have happened. But that doesn't overturn the government. It wasn't even intended to. But they want to keep painting that picture. I've got, we are live streaming at Larry Connors USA Facebook today. And in live streaming, some of the comments coming in, some folks are Hi, Bill. Hello, Bill, back to you. But one of them, Meany, said, if they are calling January 6th sedition, what do they call the congressman who slept with a Chinese communist spy? Oh, man, you are pretty daring with that question. Yeah, that would be closer to treason, wouldn't it? She's talking about Congressman Swalwell, who the FBI said he was in, let's say, compromising positions with this female communist spy from China. She joined up with him when he was just a lowly mayor, but then knew he might have a chance to move higher up. I'm sure she got richly rewarded when she got back to China because he rose to be a U.S. House representative, and then with the approval, stamp of approval of Nancy Pelosi, he was put on a House Intel Committee. And to my knowledge, he's still on the damn thing, even though he had this relationship with this woman who also apparently, no names have come out on these, but had relations more than let's do dinner with apparently several mayors across the nation, specifically in the Midwest. Not naming anybody. I'm just telling you that's the way the FBI was putting it out. No, Meany, I think your question is right. I mean, what is the difference? It just so happened I thought we should take a closer look at that. So let's go through a review of the difference in these words because they can get confusing. And I try to go to a lot of different sources what I'm doing. And I don't want to give you just one. So bear with me here as we go through some of this. This source is Merriam-Webster. And it comes to insurrection definition and meaning, according to Webster. An act or instance of revolting against civil authority or an established government. Well, I guess that would probably fit. But then again, then what would you call the things that happened in our streets over the summer? A revolt against civil authority or established government. What's the difference between sedition and rebellion? Rebellion is, quote, unaccountable armed resistance to an established government or ruler. Sedition is organized incitement of rebellion or civil disorder. Neither one of them come down to insurrection, do they? Sedition is a crime. So what they decided to do is, you know, all right, they keep hollering, nobody's been charged with insurrection, and they're not going to be able to charge anybody with insurrection. So let's charge them with conspiracy under sedition laws. That's where they're going with it at this point. Senator Marco Rubio of Florida took to the floor of the Senate to say they still want to play this game.
You're not going to convince at least most normal and sane people that our government last year was almost overthrown by a guy wearing a Viking hat and Speedos. Okay? And I don't care, you know, how many of these speeches the president gives in which he shouts out this hyperbole and all this melodrama. You're not going to convince people that having a state pass a law that says, for example, that you have to produce an identification is the same as segregation. Nevertheless, despite the fact that that's what most people in this country are worried about is inflation and all these other things, that's not what we're working on here. That's not what we'll spend this week on. That's not what the priority of this administration has been. That's not what the president is giving speeches about.
He's absolutely right. They're not dealing with what you need for you and your family. They want to go through this conspiracy theory. The Russian collusion story just didn't hold water, unfortunately for them. They really wanted that to work out. But now we can tie Trump to insurrection, and yet they can't do that. So, well, let's go for sedition. And as Rubio said, who in this country really believes that we're going to have an insurrection by a guy wearing a horned hat and Speedos? Perfect question. He says, no, what they are really wanting to do is just continue to weaponize a progressive agenda. And they are.
Wants to overthrow the U.S. government and wants to destroy democracy. The good news is that the overwhelming majority of Americans happen to live back here on planet Earth. And what they're worried about, to the extent they even paid attention to any of the stuff that's been said over the last 2 weeks, what they're really worried about is the fact that everything costs more. You go to the grocery store and the shelves are empty. They have a small business and they hire someone on Monday who just disappears on Thursday and never comes back. You've got every day thousands of people illegally entering the United States or across an open border. And by the way, we have a surge of violent crime and lawlessness across the country. That's probably what they're worried about. In fact, I know it is, on a daily basis.
That's what Americans mostly are worried about, not January 6th and the puppet theater they're performing up at the Capitol. But since he brought up crime, let me bring this to your attention. The left-wing Baltimore, Maryland prosecutor, Marilyn Mosby, an early figure in the Black Lives Matter movement, got indicted. She's a prosecutor, got indicted on federal charges, fraudulent mortgage applications on homes in Florida. She wanted to get into red state Republican Florida, and apparently, according to the allegations, that even though she was embraced by Hollywood, and even Prince was on stage with her at one time, but her prosecutions were so sloppy, all suits were acquitted. Critics began to call for a disbarment, and now this kind of stuff. And these are the people trying to tell you what you need to be doing in your life. This just reaffirms what Rubio said, that the only thing that means anything to these leftists is to be true to their own lies.
In fact, their crisis is that there's some laws in this country, for example, some states in this country that do not automatically force everyone to register to vote. They just automatically register everyone. That's the crisis. They don't care that store shelves are empty. In fact, they've denied that the store shelves are actually empty. For them, the real problem is that states have laws, for example, that don't allow these roving gang of activists to bully people into turning over their ballot so they can show up at 6:59 p.m. on election day and just dump it on an elections official. And by the way, they don't seem overly concerned that there are Americans that will be fired or not allowed into a restaurant unless they can produce their papers, their vaccine card. The real problem is, how dare you ask them to produce a voter ID, a photo ID in order to vote. That's their real problem.
Yeah, and the real problem is, if you had to present your documentation for your vaccine, you're going to have an ID. No, that's another false story they're pushing. We understand that. By the way, they have introduced a bill named after Anthony Fauci. It's going to go into financial accountability for uniquely compensated individuals. Fauci keeps claiming all my records are public, but apparently they're not. And then Jen Psaki, is she mocking President Biden?
Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
So the sense is things are going well. There's no need for change right now.
I think that having worked in a White House before, you do hard things in White Houses. You have every challenge laid at your feet, whether it's global or domestically. And we could certainly propose legislation to see if people support bunny rabbits and ice cream, but that wouldn't be very rewarding to the American people.
That's Jen Psaki at a White House news conference. I have to ask you, is she mocking her boss? Or is she mocking you? Or is she actually saying the truth? We could make more people happy if we just focus on ice cream and bunnies. The question being raised adds to the fact that she's also acknowledged, Jen Psaki has acknowledged, that Biden is, quote, not the most effective messenger. Those are her quotes, not the most effective messenger when it came to convincing unvaccinated Americans to take the shot. Now, you heard in the preceding segment, Senator Marco Rubio say these people, they really don't care about you. They're all hell-bent on January 6th, climate change, taking control of your lives, pushing you down and down until you have to holler yield and say, I need help with bread and milk or something, and we're right into Argentine country and then moving quickly into China. And ironically, every one of these progressives that wants to speak out and make all their remarks all the time and condemn you are Trump when he was in office. They wouldn't last. Well, let me put it this way. Calculate the distance between the barrel of a pistol and your head. That's about as long as you're going to last. But this systemic racist nation we have here is keeping you from really enjoying life, isn't it? And our government is doing everything it can to help. But here you've got Jen Psaki, the White House spokeswoman, mocking, say, oh, yeah, well, we have to deal with heavy stuff. If you want us to deal with ice cream and bunnies, we can do that, too, and make everybody happy. But then also acknowledging that my boss just is not the most effective messenger. That's very interesting. And, of course, don't forget why we have this country. Been bought at a price. We have a lot of legal immigration here, and many of them who have come here are more than happy to be here, escaping what Trump had called at one time hell holes and S holes. And they would agree that, yeah, that's why my country is like that. I wanted to get out of there. And they don't want to go back. They'd like to get more of their people in if they can, friends and relatives. And, of course, with this administration, border security is not that big of a deal, even though in the oath of office, the president swears to protect this nation. I mentioned a moment ago, and I want to go back to it just briefly for you, that this article that's been called the Anthony Fauci bill being introduced. This happened, as you know, the other day. Fauci was in front of a panel again, Congress, and he called one of those questioning him a moron. He called him a moron because one of the senators saying, look, we cannot get your information on your records and your monies and everything else. We need to see them. Oh, they're all there. They're all there. You can see them. And he kind of still had a hot mic when he turned to somebody and said, what a moron. Well, they pick stuff up like that. So now what they're going to do, he said, while Fauci kept saying, all you got to do is ask for it. You're so misinformed, it's extraordinary. Here is Dr. Fake telling us we are misinformed. And again, when it comes to this country, by God, I am so glad to see what happened recently with these football games where I am watching football again because you may still see on the back of helmets black activists or whatever, and yet if you look at the field, 90% of the players are close to it or probably black or of that, but it's fine. They're good athletes. I enjoy it. But John Stewart is even still concerned. Why are they still doing the national anthem before our sports events? Why do we do that? I led it the other day because they had a recording artist, Yolanda Adams, performing the American National Anthem in that game between the Eagles and the Las Vegas Raiders. I loved it. I love the flyover of Whiteman Air Force Base stealth bombers, too. I love that. John, you want to know why we want to play that national anthem? It's because reminding us of the pride we have in this country. And for the same reason I say prayers at night. Remember our pledge, one nation, under God.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.